Hare Krishna. Failure is not a catastrophe. To say failure as a catastrophe is a catastrophe. One of the tendencies of the mind is to exaggerate things. When we see pleasure, when the mind imagines something to be pleasurable, it imagines it to be a source of unlimited pleasure. And similarly, when the mind faces some reversal, some problem, some failure, especially the problem that has come because of something we have done wrong, somehow we have failed, then the mind exaggerates the magnitude of the failure. And it makes us think that because of this failure, my whole life is over now. You know, we say maybe not clear a particular exam. And we think, oh, now my life is ruined. This is going to be a black mark on my, a black spot on my report card or my CV or whatever, and I'm ruined. But actually, life goes on. Life doesn't end because of any particular failure or reversal. So, but when the mind makes a failure into a catastrophe, when we start seeing that a failure is very big, that it is life-defining, it is life-thwarting, it is life-ending, then the bigger we imagine the failure to be, actually the bigger its consequences become. How? Because our perception shapes our inspiration. If we think that this is the only opportunity I have and I've lost it and lost it forever, then we don't feel any inspiration to do anything more. Now, it's true that some opportunities, they may be of such a nature that they will never come back. But still, life is not dependent on opportunities of one kind alone. There are many things that we can do in life. And especially when we understand, get a spiritual understanding of life, then we understand that we are souls who are parts of God. And our whole life journey is an opportunity to love and serve Krishna. And there are different ways in which you can serve Him. Even if one opportunity is lost, another opportunity will come. If another opportunity is lost, a third will come. Krishna never gives up on us. He always gives us opportunities. And by what He will give us the opportunity to use whatever talents we have and to do justice to them. So we shouldn't let the problems become bigger than what they need to be. No failure is a catastrophe, even if it seems catastrophic. So the Bhagavad Gita recommends this, that we can do this if we become situated in spiritual reality. It states that in 5.20, na praharishet priyam prapya no dvijet prapya cha priyam sthirabuddhira sammoodho brahma vid brahmani sthitaha. So it says na praharishet priyam prapya. Don't become elated, or don't become jubilant on getting the good. No dvijet prapya cha priyam. And if you get bad, don't become dejected. Sthirabuddhir asammoodho. Sthirabuddhi, have a fixed intelligence. Asammoodho. That know that you should not be deluded. These are temporary things. Brahma vid brahmani sthitaha. Be the knower of Brahman and be situated in Brahman. That means stay situated in spiritual reality. We are souls, that is the eternal spiritual reality. We are parts of Krishna, and Krishna loves us, and He will always love us, and He will always give us an opportunity to serve and come closer to Him. This also is an eternal reality. So by staying rooted in this eternal reality, we can get the necessary security and even serenity to face failures without catastrophizing them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.